The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to this Thursday's episode of your Wealth Class on Radio. My name is Ruth Ibikunle. The Nigerian stock market again closed on a negative note as the Osha Index declined further by 3.35% to settle at 23,572.75 points against the previous close of 24,388.66 points on Tuesday. The market capitalization shed 426 billion naira to settle at 12.284 trillion naira against the previous close of 12.710 trillion naira. It is currently not a good one for the market, and many are sure feeling the hit. Considerably, the numbers of winning stocks stood at 18 against 20 stocks that declined in their share prices, as it was obvious traders took advantage of low prices to drive some equities to a positive close yesterday. Chance PLC and Cordville both led the percentage gainers with 10% growth, closing at 22 kobo respectively. FCMB, Unilever, UBA, MPF Microfinance and Vitafoam, among others, also grew their share prices by 9.93%, 9.91%, 9.73%, 9.41% and 9.34% respectively. Nestle and Dangote Cement both led the price decliners list, shedding 10% of their share prices to close at 915.3 naira and 153 naira respectively. Sterling Bank and Corn Oil, among others, also shed their share prices by 9.93% and 9.88% respectively. We are going to be talking retirement this morning, but that will be after this short break. I'll be right back.
The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Welcome back. Sometimes ago, I called on a 10-year-old girl and asked if she knew the meaning of the term retirement. Her response sure met my expectations, as she succinctly gave the answer in her own words. Retirement is when you have worked for many years and you are now old and can't work effectively anymore and you have to leave. I didn't ask her any further questions because the simple experiment yielded so fast the results so much that arriving at a conclusion wasn't an issue. I could deduce from her response that most of us only know the basic or elementary definition of retirement, while the real meaning still largely elides us. Hence, we either often do not see the need to start the plan early or don't at all till age catches up. The need, therefore, to discuss the real meaning of retirement cannot be overemphasized. Perhaps if we know well enough, we would have to ensure that we work towards it. Retirement means rest of the body and the mind after long sessions of hard work. Have you ever bothered to listen? Try do so now, and you will see that there is a direct relationship between the heartbeat of a man and the tickling of the clock. I guess the horologist in telling the story of the clock will relate it with the beating of the earth, and as the accuracy of a clock diminishes with time, so is the state of man in body and soul. In other words, there would definitely come a time when the law of diminishing marginal utility applies to life. That's the point to retire, whether you're in active employment or in your personal business. For if you fail to do so, your system may cave in without repairs. And retirement not only enforced, but spent in taking care of one ailment or the other. Give up the job. Rest when your body system tells you so, even if you still have quite a number of years to work officially. Truth is that you need not wait till your employer tells or prompts you. For your information, retirement can come at the age of 40 or at 60 relative to the dictates of your body system. To this end, retirement to my mind is taking the step to rest the body and the mind in order to prolong life. For most of us in active employment and business, rest seems not to be in our agenda. For example, some of us had put in about 20 years of active work life in employment and personal businesses, yet without a single month of enough rest. In other words, our body, just like our minds, have been actively engaged day and night. It isn't that we have not gone on leave per se, but did we really rest? The answer is no, as most of us, we often go on leave as a form of rest from certain activities in order to fully engage ourselves in others. Retirement is thus that period when we on our own are chosen to take a permanent rest for the body and the soul. But note here that retirement is not in any way a period of idling, gossip or sleep from morning till night doing absolutely nothing. Retirement means freedom. Retirement is a period when you have the freedom to do all that you intend to do, the way you want those things done, and in your own way. I don't know where you live, but those of us in Lagos can narrate our experiences in traffic every day as we either move around to work, back home, going for a meeting or an appointment, and even in the distribution of one item or the other. Retirement is a period when you no longer have to compulsorily meet that appointment at the exact time you have to, but can be free to schedule and reschedule meetings and appointments to create that convenience for yourself. You might still maintain an office at retirement, or surely not the type to resume at 8 in the morning and close at 6 in the evening, or the type you may choose to go there twice in a week, spending just few hours. You might still be involved in one form of business activity or the other, or the type you will spend time to read reports and give meaningful advice after thorough considerations, and not the type where you have to lead the decision-making process. At retirement, for example, you might have to relinquish your managing directorship to take up a non-executive chairmanship seat, even on the board of your own company. You may even have to choose a trusted person to act as a chairman while you quit to rest through with regular reports. Retirement is a freedom to choose where you want to live, not the one imposed by place of work or business. What you want to do, how to do it, when to do it. Retirement is a freedom to be yourself. From personal experience, our type of work had directly or indirectly over the years imposed on us different kind of identities that seems different from our real persons. Retirement is when you have the liberty to be who you want to be. It is the time to live life in full. Retirement is living the full life. You would have noted that we all during our active work life have to share our mind and body to be different things and on different issues that need our attentions. And because we have different abilities and limitations, we are either not very effective or even in some cases fail. Retirement is a period to live life in full. To some of us, our work life often takes us away from our families. There are children who don't have enough attention and care from the parents, not necessarily because the parents are irresponsible, but because the nature of work will not just permit. I'm tempted to think that most marriages that end in divorce is not necessarily because the couples are incompatible, but for nature of work, because we do sometimes devote the whole of our being to our jobs than is required to the detriment of so many other issues of our life. Retirement is the time to be the real husband or wife and parents. Though your children might be old enough and might have left the house to settle on their own, but then I guess retirement will enable you to assist your children in the upbringing of their own family and become good parents to them too. In other words, if you weren't particularly an available mother or dad in your active work life owing to pressures, retirement makes the room for you to be an available grandmother and granddad. Mr. Mba was about 70 when I visited him with my husband. I think that was just a week or two after our wedding. I still recall today his few words, though I doubted him very much then. He advised that the two of us should have our best time before kids begin to come, for challenges of having to take care of kids and our businesses might impose certain restrictions in our passion for ourselves as husband and wife until all kids are grown and leave the house. Years after, Mr. Mba had been proven right, because particularly in the last few years, I've had to work more outside, leaving my family behind. Even when in, I spend an average of 12 hours running my business. So how much hours do I have left to run the home, considering the fact that I still have to sleep? I just look forward to life in retirement, when I can take my husband along with me to everywhere I go, when we can both visit our kids, wherever they might be, and counsel them based on our experiences. The true meaning of retirement is in the opportunity to live life to the fullest, living the fulfilled life. Retirement means life reflection, time to share, impact and impact others. Though I do review my life on daily basis, yet I have discovered that I'm often beclouded by my current disposition, my busy schedule, the need to make urgent decisions for immediate actions and such. I hope soon for a life of retirement, because I'm so sure there will be ample time to reflect not only on my daily life but my entire life. I hope to see the opportunity missed, challenges and how I emerged victorious, as well as mistakes and precisions of my life. Can I really amend all? Definitely not, because I'm not reliving life all over again. But there are a few of those issues that life at retirement will still give me room to correct. but much more than correcting them. Life at retirement should be stepping stones for others. Retirement is a time to benefit the society and people around with what opportunities God has granted you. It is time to share, time to impact, and time to make a change and improve on the achievements of the past. Retirement is a culmination of life experiences. Need I tell you more? Retirement is an integral part of our life that we can't afford to dismiss or ignore. It's got to be planned, for just as we plan for our children's school fees, plan for it as we plan to establish a new business. Thank you once again for listening. Fridays are dedicated to answering your questions on this platform. Please send a text message to the following numbers, including your name, location, and question: 003-224-4723 and 0816131-8569. For a copy of this audio and other presentations, you can log on to our website www.soxng.com in case you'd like to listen again. You would also find many other resourceful materials on the website. To join our 24-hour discussion on Telegram, please call the following numbers: 003-224-4723 and 0816131-8569. They will guide you appropriately on how to join. This is how much time permits us today. Thank you for listening. Until tomorrow, when I will surely come your way, my name remains Ruth Ebikuli. Enjoy the rest of your week.
The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo. Empowering you for wealth.